Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity because we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. So I'm going to welcome you to this message today, and you're blessed and highly favored. That's what you need to know for yourself, that you are blessed to be a child of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to share your word and your will with your people, to bring them into the place where you would have them to be in your kingdom, where your kingdom is an awesome place to be in. No lack, no suffering, no poverty in the name of Jesus, because you desire above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank you and welcome you again. The subject today, the tithing, the connection to your blessing. That's the subject. Number one, and these come under principles of prosperity. Number one, obedience is the number one key to your blessings. Two, knowledge is the key to knowing what to obey for your financial blessings to come forth. Three, take the necessary action to activate your financial blessing. It's all there waiting for you to come off, step into. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God made a covenant with Abraham that we would bless him to be a blessing until all the nations of the earth are blessed. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I will give you the power to get wealth, to establish my covenant, which I swore unto my fathers, as it is this day. Psalm 112:3, wealth and riches shall be in your house. So from Genesis to Revelation, wealth, riches, money, finances have been spoken of in the Bible. Too many people are not aware of that. Too many people who are believers are not aware of the word and how much is spoken of in the Bible. So as children of Almighty God and ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we not only have the right to the abundant life, but we have the responsibility to accept the good life of royalty. Glory to God. Royalty. You're a kingdom people. The word says, Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, streets are made of gold. So if you can walk on gold, certainly you should have gold for wearing and gold in your treasures. So now that you're convinced that you are supposed to be rich financially, let us discuss how to get there through our obedience. There are four ways. Today you will focus mainly on the first one, the first way. That word is tithing. Tithing. And I'm going to read to you from the scripture. I'm going to start in verse 7. The word says, Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, How are we to return? Verse 8 says, Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, How do we rob you? tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. And verse 10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines of your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord, before their time. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. That's the word of Almighty God. It's like God made a bet. He bet. He said, test me, prove me, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Then he's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And all nations are going to be calling you blessed because they're going to see the greatness and goodness. They're going to see royalty. They're going to see kingdom living. So tithing is the connection to your blessing. That dime is God's. So some people say that it went out in the Old Testament. However, Jesus spoke of it when he spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes. In Matthew 23:23, when he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. I love the Lord. For we pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment, mercy, and faith, these ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. I'm going to tell you a part of my testimony. I am here to you before today, a living witness that tithing is of God today. So when I heard the message on tithing in my car, at that time, many, many years ago, I was in a church that did not teach tithing. They did not have envelopes stating tithing. As a matter of fact, they didn't have envelopes. And I did not know anyone who tithed. And when I heard that message in my car radio, the first thought that came to my mind, I can't afford to tithe, because I knew when I went to work on Fridays, I was broke. And there's no way I was going to be able to change my lifestyle and my spending or pay all my bills and do all the necessary things I thought were more important than tithing and have some money left to tithe, because it would have been a great hunk out of my check. However, I couldn't forget that message. Every week when I received my check, that message would come back to me. I didn't know anyone to discuss it with. I didn't really at that time know it was the Holy Spirit reminding me. And finally, the week that I decided I was going to tithe, I said, I have to tithe. And it was going to be $26. That was my net. That's in again. That Saturday, my son Eric, who was in the Scouts at that time, he came home. He said, Mom, I need a pair of hiking boots. I said, hiking boots? How much are they? And he said, I don't know. I said, okay. We went out to the mall. And the first store we went to, he didn't like them. They were in the same price range as my tithe. I was squirming. $24.95 or $25.95. It is in that price range. And I didn't say anything to them about, you know, we can't. I didn't discuss what I had planned to do with the $26. Then we went to the next store. He did not like them. That second pair, he didn't like them. I said, okay. So we walked around the mall, and in the walkway there, there was a rack of shoes. It was Atomic Ant store at that time. And Eric spotted a pair from a distance. He said, Mom, there's a pair. I like them. It was his size. They were like $4.95 or $5.95. So cheap. It was the only pair there. I knew from that day to this day. And what God has done in our lives through the tithes and everything from then on, I'm telling you, you can't deny that it is God's will. I can never deny that it's God's will. He started that day, and he hasn't stopped yet in some of the big things he did for us. Our children were able. I won't go into all the details right now, but you need to hear. You're going to hear more and more about this because it's time for us to come into the wealthy place where we belong. And if he did it for me and my family, my husband and all of us and our children, he'll do it for you because it's his word. He watches over his word to perform it. Our medical bills went down. We were able to move from $125 a month to $780 a month, two tuitions and everything, and I'm telling you, and insurance, car insurances went up, city wage tax started being taken out of my check. All these things happened, my husband said, and then we had two tuitions. Lisa was getting ready to go to college. Eric was still at St. Joseph's Prep. My husband said, Ann, I think we're going to cut back on the tithes with this great expense. I did not know Malachi 3, and I did not pray over my money. We just tithed, I'm telling you. I said, okay, but I think it would be like cutting your throat. I didn't know Malachi 3. Understand that. It's all God. It's all God. She said, okay. He said, well, what we'll have to do is borrow the first semester's tuition and have to go back and borrow the second semester's tuition. I was able to borrow it through the credit union, the first semester's tuition. We didn't discuss it anymore. And in December, we drove up in front of the house from church. It was a Sunday. And my husband said, Ann, he said, the money's in the bank. I said, what money? Because we hadn't even talked about it. He said, the tuition money. I said, where did it come from? He said, I don't know. Never had to borrow another dime. Never had to borrow. Not only that, we moved into a house. Ooh, Lord, I'm telling you, God hasn't stopped yet. He keeps you healthy. Protection is, that dime is your protection money. Moved into a house in 81 that was paid off in 88. Built from the ground. Glory to God. So you can't say tithing without in the Old Testament. Because when I look at the body of believers right now and see how few who are tithers and see the condition overall of the body of believers financially. See, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to be above and not beneath. We're supposed to be the givers. We're supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We don't have the banks and the credit unions that we're supposed to have. But when we start lining up to the word of God, being obedient to the word of God, we're going to move into our wealthy place where we're supposed to be. So I'm strongly advised. Here I'm sitting here at 84 years old or young or 84 years. Look at my medicine cabinet. Glory to God. It's protection money. It'll keep you healthy. I don't have to give all my money to the doctors and the hospitals and prescriptions. I have vitamins in there. And the name of Jesus. You need to tithe. You need to tithe and obey the word of God. You eat properly. I'm not saying if you tithe and you eat all the junk and everything or mistreat your body, something's not going to happen. But we need to know that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, and we need to start taking care of our bodies better and eating properly in the name of Jesus and exercising and not sitting so much. I'm learning that too. Sitting down too long makes you stiff and everything. We're supposed to be active and moving in the name of Jesus. We have to think about this. God has been too good to us. And that's his nature. He said, I'll bless you. He loved us so much that he sent his son. He came in the form of his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, suffered and died on the cross, that we might have life in that more abundantly. And all we have to do is obey him. And when I look back at the things he asked you not to do, the only things that prevent you from getting your blessing. And they'll cause you problems at the same time. So let's line up and make a determination. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's going to be simple, because too many people are in a lot of debt right now. But if you make up your mind, God, I know I'm in this debt, but I have to do my first. I have to obey you first and watch God. Because people are getting supernatural debt cancellation. They're getting ways of paying the bills off and coming out of debt. Because that's where God wants us. He said, oh, no man anything but to love one another. It's Romans 13:8. So let's line up. Let's move into the wealthy place. Let's make the heathens jealous. And right now, he's opened up a door now for the believers or for people to really start, and I'll tell you about that later, to move into the wealthy place, and people are doing it. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. But back to my message, I just needed to share with you and let you know that how the importance it is. And what God, how God has blessed and how he wants to bless. It's not going to stop. I'm 84. I'm still driving, picking people up and dropping them off in the name of Jesus. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what life is about. In the name of Jesus. And under tithing comes fresh fruits, generosity, Proverbs 3:9-10, being You want to give, you want to help, you want to obey your first fruits, alms, giving, compassion, giving in secret, give to the poor as you lend to the Lord. He'll have you giving money to people, put money in people's hands, and you don't say anything about it. You don't tell people, you don't make a big show of it. You just, when you see a person, as the Holy Spirit moves on you and everything, you just slide something in their hand quietly, and it's between you and them and God. You don't talk about it, because you're lending to the Lord. You're showing compassion. You're showing love. Seeds. You're sowing seeds. Glory to God. Seeds so you can reach see that overflow of a 30, 60, 100 fold. Seed is the surest way to stop poverty in your life. And it should be put in proper soil, as the Lord leads you to do in the name of Jesus. As the Lord leads. And you don't have to do a lot of struggling. But the Lord wants you to tithe. And I want to speak to pastors. Because it's not taught enough. And maybe the pastors haven't learned or don't know that tithing is very important. Are they tithers? If so, why are they not teaching the congregation to tithe? And that's why I believe the root problem in the body of Christ rests with the lack of tithing from some of the pastors, leaders, on down to the congregation. Because the percentage of tithers in the local church is very, very low. I understand it's less than 20%. This reflects the condition of the body of believers. And churches that have a high percentage of tithers are much more prosperous and do much more for the kingdom, and they're without debt. There are churches that don't have debt. There are churches who are doing very, very well because they're being taught. And I'm going to plead to you, Pastor, if you're not tithing and are not teaching it to your people, be honest with yourself and see if it is because you do not want to or feel that you cannot afford to, as most people feel, or you might think that it went out in the Old Testament. Or you might think you can't afford to, as I felt when I heard the message on the radio. It was impossible to even increase your giving at that time, I thought. But trust God. I dare you to trust God more than you trust your money. Remember, the dime is not yours, it is God's. As we call them, thieves and robbers, which is his money. In Malachi 3, speaks of it. Read from verse 7 through 10 and 11. There are people who say it's the Old Testament. Then why is it in the Matthew and Luke? My prayer to you, the Holy Spirit, is open the spiritual eyes of your servants, so that they can start increasing and allow you to prosper them as you promised, like you want to prosper them, Lord. And they could be a blessing as they are blessed. Luke 6:38 says, "Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Trust and obey the word of God and watch your life. Watch your life improve in many ways. Stop nickel and diming God, and he'll stop nickel and diming you. Remember, you're not doing this for man. You're really doing it for yourselves in obedience to Almighty God. And as I've said before, I'm a living witness. My testimony speaks for itself. You can't pay me to stop tithing. God wants to get money to you. He does not need your money. Untie his hands and release him to bless you like he wants to, because you're his representative here on earth. You're his children. He wants to show off through you. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He wants to make you truly rich. He said, and he adds no sorrow. This is scripture. So I urge you to do some comparison. Investigate and see where the tithers and the non-tithers are. That alone will tell you a lot. See what buildings are paid for. and who is and who is not in debt. Get the real facts and renew your minds. Take authority over that spirit of pride, competition, and rebellion. Get set free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I'm telling you, there's no greater freedom than freedom in finance. And you can spend and do what you want and travel and have a great life. So it doesn't get better than that in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, that this word will not return void, but it will accomplish that where it's been sent today and over the years about tithing, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to that word. And now, I want to invite you, the people under the sound of my voice, because God has opened up a window now where the body of believers can move into a place of financial freedom if they desire. He's put something in our hands to move forward. Because what I'm seeing now, you know, there used to be a time when people could work and you get a pension and all that, but that day is pretty much over and you need to be in your own business. And he has introduced me to a home-based business that I know is of you, God. It's of God. Because most of the people that I see and moving up are people of God. They're not on there preaching or anything, but you hear, you can tell these are believers. You can tell that these are honest people. These are people who know that they're supposed to do the right thing. They're supposed to live a better life. And God has opened the window. And I got into this because I like to travel. I stay in hotels. I like flying. I like cruising. I still like it at this age. There's no limit. There's no such thing as sitting down doing nothing. Retirement is not in the Bible. As I see in the Bible, as people got older, they became more active, a lot of them. And I'm a representative of that. But I want to encourage you, there's a business now, a home-based business, that's opened up to me, and I just thank God for Troy Mitchell, who introduced me to it, and Pastor Anthony Knotts, who's in this. Over 500 pastors are in it because they see what God is doing. And it's not labor. It's fun. It's called Paycation Travel. And you can reach me. Go to my website, annstrickland.paycationonline.com. That's annstrickland.paycationonline.com, or go to my website also, annstrickland.paycation.com. You can give me a call on 215-806-4879. It's 215-806-4879. You are blessed and highly favored, and receive Jesus as Lord of your life. I love you. You are blessed and highly favored, and may God increase your greatness and comfort you on every side in the name of Jesus. Share this message with others. In Jesus' name, amen.